The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Pamela, how you doing? Welcome back.
Thanks, Gil. I'm doing great today, and I'm thinking about, you know, since this topic is what we're talking about, I'm thinking about how important it is to have a realtor involved in your transaction because they are the ones that really help keep deals together. They are consummate problem solvers, and they keep you moving forward all the way across the finish line.
Especially when you get to the settlement table, sometimes you need to turn to somebody and go, wait, is this right? And the person is going to know is the person who's been with you on this deal every step of the way. So once you get a buyer, you want to make sure the remainder of this transaction is smooth sailing, right?
Exactly. You want to avoid seller mistakes that can mean the deal won't close. So let's talk about some of those. So mistake number one is ignoring contingencies. If your contract requires you to do something before the sale, do it. Don't put it off. Often that means the sale is contingent on certain repairs. And don't try to get away with cheap patch jobs and expect the buyers not to notice the fixes weren't done properly. They're going to get a last walkthrough, and they're going to, you know, be eagle-eyed when they do that walkthrough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll wager mistake number two is don't bother to fix things that break.
You are right, Mr. Gross, once
again. Yeah, I've been there.
Right? Yeah, we've all been there. The last thing you need is for the buyer to notice on that pre-closing walkthrough that the home isn't in the same condition as when they made their offer. Now, when things fall apart in a home about to be purchased, you know, as a seller, you just have to make those repairs. I know you don't want to. You're leaving the house. You don't want to part with that money, but you got to do it. If the furnace fails, get a professional to fix it and inform the buyers that the work was done. You know, when you fail to maintain the home, the buyers may lose confidence in your integrity and the condition of the home. And, you know, worst case scenario, they can back out of the sale. Now, by the way, we'll have a link to easy repair tips at houselogic.com/radio that folks can go to. Oh, and a side note about the importance of maintenance to your home value. I am always beating this drum. An out-of-shape house is like an out-of-shape person, older than its years. Our research shows it could lose 10% of its appraised value. And that's a $15,000 to $20,000 adjustment for the average home, adjustment downward,
wow. The
kind you don't want to make.
So,
okay, mistake number three. Don't get lax about deadlines. You know, people do that. They get lax about the deadlines. Your deadlines in a home sale transaction should be absolutely sacrosanct. If you have 3 days to accept or reject the home inspection, make your decision within the 3 days. In fact, maybe mentally tell yourself you have 2 days so you stay a step ahead of the deadline. And if you're selling, move out a few days early so you can turn over the keys at closing.
All right, good idea. What else?
Okay, mistake number four, refuse to negotiate any further. Just dig in your heels.
That's an interesting one. That happened a lot?
Sometimes. I mean, once you've negotiated a price, you might think the negotiating is over. Ah, but not so fast. What if there are problems uncovered during the inspection, right? You have the home inspection. They're going to have to be fixed. Or what if the appraisal comes in at a price below what the buyers offered to pay? You want to be prepared to negotiate with the buyer over these bottom line influencing issues. So even once you have your price, you know, you're not done until you're signing at the closing table.
Yeah, and this is another reason, by the way, to make the moving men be really careful when they're taking the stuff out of the home you're selling, because every once in a while, one of the last-minute fixes that you have to make that you don't want to renegotiate, you would just want to get them fixed, is something that somebody bangs up, taking your bed out or your sofa or something.
That's
like that.
True. They put a ding in the wall or something, absolutely.
All right, one more and we have to go.
Okay, mistake number five, hiding liens from buyers. The title search is going to turn up any liens filed on your house. So don't neglect to mention if you have a lien, such as a tax lien, or maybe you owe 6 months of homeowners association fees. You know, to sell your house, you have to pay off the lien, or you have to get the borrower to agree to pay it off, more negotiating. If you can do that with the sales proceeds, great. If not, the sale isn't going to close.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, especially if you ended up, and I hope you never did, ended up in like in a lawsuit with a contractor who maybe didn't do the work or something, and that's still going on, and they have some kind of mechanics lien against your house. You've just got to find a way to clear that.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is all the kinds of advice that you can get, all the kinds of help you can get from your trusted advisor, the realtor, why you don't want to walk this road alone.
Yep. Absolutely. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, as always, thank you, my friend. You can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/House Logic, right?
You absolutely can. Thank you, Gil. Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.